Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Hey, Sam, I just received an email. So what's the situation about?
Oh, well, that email is to basically put a bug in everyone's ear not to eat all the food in the refrigerator in the break room.
Why?
Because my wife made me cookies again.
Ah.
And again, someone ate them before I could get to them.So there's somebody in the office eating other people's food. So that email was just to remind people, hey, come on, don't touch other people's food.
Alright, got it. 一开始呢，我跟 Sam 说到，我收到了你的 email。你的 email 什么意思？我没有太看懂。 Sam 说呢，我呢只是给大家呢提个醒，我们休息室里冰箱里面的食物呢不是免费的，希望大家能够遵守休息室的制度，不要随便拿别人的东西去吃。所以 Sam 给大家写这个邮件的目的呢，只是给大家提个醒。用到了我们昨天讲到的 idiom, put a bug in someone's ear. Alright, what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, today's idiom is still a put idiom.
Mm-hmm.
Today, what will we put something in where? Well, the idiom is put a cork in it.
Mm.
Put a cork, C-O-R-K, put a cork in it.
Well, it sounds like a situation in a liquor store.
Yeah, or
a
vineyard or something.
Yeah, vineyard or a restaurant.
Yeah, right.
Because after you open the bottle and you cannot finish it, you put the cork in it.
Yes, with wine especially, we know that the cork helps to keep the wine inside. There's no leaking or anything.
Right. 那么这个今天这个词组呢 put a cork in it, 非常的简单，因为这个关键词呢是 cork, 翻译成中文呢是瓶子的瓶塞。如果我们把这个瓶塞放回去的话呢，我们说把这个瓶子给它重新再封上，很简单。那么是不是我们用在餐馆里面或在一些酒厂的这个环境当中，我们需要把瓶塞给塞回去呢？当然了，我们一般的猜想呢都是错误的。那么下面我们看看 put a cork in it 究竟是什么意思。 Hey Sam, did you make your anniversary dinner on time?
Yes, I did. You know what?I was really afraid, though, that I was going to be late.
What happened?
Well, you remember in the meeting, Jim, well, typical Jim, he's always got to share all his opinions and just talk, like he's the only one that has ideas.
Right.
But I was so thankful that the boss told him to put a cork in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If Jim kept talking, I would have for sure been late to my dinner. But the boss told Jim, he said, hey, Jim,How about you put a cork in it and let someone else talk for a change? And so Jim got real quiet and he didn't say another word for the rest of the meeting.
Well, I guess Jim can be very angry.
Yeah, he looked pretty upset, but mostly embarrassed.
Right, it's a very embarrassing situation, like a boss and just saying, put a cork in it.
Yeah, I did feel a little bit bad for Jim.But again, I really didn't want to be late for my anniversary dinner, so actually I was quite thankful the boss said that.
But I think Jim deserved his, you know, boss criticism because it's a waste everybody's time, particularly on Friday afternoon. Everybody have a plan, right?
Yeah, exactly. So not just me, but everyone was quite thankful the boss said that.
Right. Well, great. You made it.
Yes.
刚才的对话我们用到了 put a cork in it, 它的场景是什么呢？对话一开始我问 Sam 说，昨天的晚餐你迟到了吗？ Sam 说，没迟到，我正好赶了过去。因为呢，昨天晚上呢是他们结婚的纪念日，非常重要的一个 dinner。然后我问 Sam 说，什么事情你们拖了那么久？ Sam 说到，在昨天下午的会议上呢， James 是公司的一个元老级的员工，不停地说，把那些跟主题没有任何关系的那些东西呢都不停地讲，最后呢大家觉得已经非常的厌烦了，老板最后说了一句话， put cork in it, 闭嘴不要再说了，因为呢老板认为这个 James 在浪费大家的时间。 Jim 听完之后的的确确呢闭嘴不说话了，最后呢大家呢终于在规定的时间内完成了会议。虽然说这件事情对 James 非常的难堪，因为呢他在这公司已经很长时间了，老板当着大家的面跟 James 说 put a cork in it, 非常让他觉得下不了台。但是对 Sam 来讲，对其他的员工呢这是一件好事情，因为呢大家可以忙自己的事情了。所以今天我们讲到了 put a cork in it,他和我们说这个瓶塞子放回到瓶子当中没有任何的关系，他表示一个人 shut up, 闭嘴不要说话。
So this idiom sounds a little bit strong.
Right.
We don't like to tell people too often to hey shut up or hey put a cork in it, okay?
Well, except you're very, you know, good friends, a close friend, you can just, hey, Sam, just shut up. Can you say that?
Well, you can. Well, you can get away with a lot when you are friends.
Right. Also, you can use a put the cork in it. You're talking too much, right?
Yeah. Well, it can happen.
So could you give us another situation we can use put the cork in it?
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes that children can be quite fussy.
Right.
Or quite talkative.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, if the parents want to tell the child, like, maybe they're driving or they're focused on something and they
right.
really need to be focused on it because
right.
it's important, then they can tell the children, hey, can you put a cork in it for 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really trying to focus here. That's kind of a harsh way to say something to the child, but at sometimes a little bit necessary.
Right. 另外一个场景呢，是在父母在忙某件事情的时候呢，旁边的孩子不停的跑来跑去，然后呢，同时呢发出巨大的声响，父母觉得心非常的烦，然后呢跟孩子说 ，Could you put the cork on it for 5 minutes？ 你能不能安静5分钟，让我能够把这件事情做完？那么说父母可能说呢在忙于工作，有的时候呢可能在开车，特别是在开车的时候呢，这路况非常的复杂，需要父母全身心的关注于路况。这种情况下呢，他不希望自己的孩子呢变成非常noisy children.
Yeah.
所以这种情况可以说的 put the cork in it, I can focus on my driving.
Exactly. And I know when my mom or dad had an important phone call,
uh-huh.
but me or my sister, mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy, well then, hey, come on, put a cork in it, I'm on the phone.
Alright. 另外的一个场景呢，就是父母在打电话，特别呢，在谈论一些非常重要的事情，旁边呢 Sam 不停地闹来闹去，他的妈妈会跟 Sam 说道 Sam, could you put a cork in it? I'm on the phone. Well, that's it for today's idiom. Put a cork in it.
Yes.
And now, let's go to the topic, buying property in Australia.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember yesterday we have a very young man.
Right.
He was only 18 when he bought his first house.
Yeah, Ed Ma bought a property at age of 18. One can say at a tender age of 18.
Yeah.
年轻轻的18岁就买了自己的房子。那么这个年轻轻，那么说这个非常年轻用到的形容词的是 tender age. And let's see, how should, okay, well, today let's focus on how he bought his property, how hardworking he was.
All right.
And before we go to his story, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for our hit the books is outgoing. Outgoing. O-U-T-G-O-I-N-G. Outgoing.
今天的第一个单词 outgoing 翻译成中文呢是在外生活的没有在家的意思
Alright, next we have the word shift Shift S-H-I-F-T Shift
第二个单词 shift 翻译成中文是轮班表示一个人在 morning shift evening shift or afternoon shift
Yeah
那早班午班和晚班
Next is the word grungy Grungy G-R-U-N-G-Y Grungy
第三个单词 grungy 翻译成中文是脏的
Next is the word minimal Minimal M-I-N-I-M-A-L Minimal
下一个单词 minimal 翻译成中文是最小的因为这个单词跟我们学过的 minimize or minimum 非常的相像那么它是个形容词 minimal 表示最低的最小的
Next we have take precedence Two words Take precedencePrecedence is P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-C-E. Take precedence.
下一个词组 take precedence 翻译成中文是某件事情呢具有优先权 means prioritize.
Yeah, exactly. It's more important.
Right. 表示说在你一个安排当中哪件事情具有优先的位置可以用这个单词 take precedence.
Yeah, so something takes precedence. Mm-hmm. Next is the word cause.Cause, C-A-U-S-E, cause.
下一个单词看起来非常的简单，它跟我们原来学过的一个事情的原因没有太大的关系，表示一个人做事情呢是一个很大的事情，它翻译成叫事业。For example, to wipe out poverty is human beings one of the cause, right?
Yeah, or the reason why we do something is for a good cause.
Good cause,
Yeah,
right.
we donate money for a good cause.
Right, 比如说我们呢消除贫穷是我们的一项事业另外呢我们说捐钱那么对很多人来讲是一个一生的一个追求的事业
Next we have work ethic. Two words. Work ethic. Ethic is E-T-H-I-C.
下一个词组由两个单词构成，第一个单词呢 work 工作，第二个词呢 ethic 翻译成中文是道德或一个职业道德，那么合到一起 work ethic 叫职业道德。
Next is the word sacrifice S-A-C-R-I-F-I-C-E sacrifice
下一个单词 sacrifice 翻译成中文是牺牲。
Next is A-W-O-L an acronym
right
A-W-O-L
下一个呢是一个缩写 A-W-O-L 它打开呢应该是 absent without leave 表示一个员工擅离职守。 So if people who is A-W-O-L doesn't have good work ethic
Yeah, that's kind of the definition of bad work ethic
Right、
yeah.
所以擅离职守的人呢他的职业道德是非常差的。
Well, that brings us to our last word for today's Hit the Books, which is acknowledge A-C-K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E acknowledge
最后一个单词 acknowledge 翻译成中文是承认认可某件事情。Alright, so let's see the second part of Ad Story.
Alright, here we go. No stranger to hard work, he began working at KFC at 14 and put in 30-hour weeks during his senior high school years. Wall moved out of home after graduating, and his outgoings during his year doing double shift included rent of $90 a week on a grungy share pad,and running costs for the Mazda 121 he bought from his mother for $2,000. Social life was minimal. I didn't party as much as everyone else, with the greater goal of home ownership at a young age taking precedence. My greatest goal was to get my name on the first home, Wall says. I did that, and I had to try to work a lot to try to do it. Was there any chance of the older generation making a contribution to the cause?No, says Wall, who believes his parents gave him a gift more valuable, a sense of independence and a work ethic. I was very fortunate to grow up in a family where I was taught that if you want something, you can earn the money for it and go buy it yourself, he says. In the early days, you just have to work hard. For me, the only option was to work hard and to make some sacrifices to set me up.I don't think you can get around that. Not hailing from one of the major capitals where sub-$200,000 housing prices went AWOL more than a decade ago, we also in his favor, Wall acknowledges.
Well, I like the first sentence of this passage, no stranger to hard work.
Yes, we know from yesterday that this is quite a hardworking guy. I mean, you have to be if you're 18,buying your first house. We know that you gotta be quite special.
Right, 昨天我们讲到了 Ed 在18岁的时候呢就已经买到了一处房子，那么他的条件是非常的艰苦，他呢文中提到的是什么 No stranger to hard work， 对于努力工作来讲他不是一个陌生人，转译成中文应该是他非常的努力的工作，这是他习以为常的生活方式。他在14岁的时候呢就已经在 KFC 肯德基那儿开始工作了，每周工作的时间达到了 30 hours week、
yeah.
30小时，基本上呢跟全职的这个时间呢没有太大的区别，因为在澳大利亚呢full time hours like 38 hours per week、
yes.
and 30 hours a week for a student 14 years old, that's too much.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. So we know why now he can say he's not a stranger to hard work. Because if you're a young boy, of course you don't have any experience with work. So you're gonna have to get the kind of grungy,
right.
low-level paying jobs. It's all going to be hard work.
Yeah, how much do kids get paid in KFC or McDonald's in the U.S.?
Well, in the U.S., they would get what's called minimum wage.
Right.
Which it changes over time, and I'm not sure the current minimum wage in like say, for example, California,
uh-huh.
but it's probably around $7.
$7, right. Similar to Australia, maybe $5-$6 Australian dollars per hour.
Yeah, and of course, this was, I think, in, he bought the house in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
He was 18. So this is 2004, yeah, at 14, so that we know the minimum wage is probably quite a bit lower.
Right. 我刚才呢做了一个简单的计算，我们知道呢，如果做一个学生呢，在肯德基或麦当劳工作的话呢，他的时薪每小时的工资呢，大概在6-7块钱。那么乘以30的话呢，他每周大概能赚到200块钱左右。那么一个月的话呢，大概是不到 一千块钱八九百块钱，一年下来的话呢，也就能赚到一万块钱左右。所以呢，我们知道对于孩子来讲，在麦当劳肯德基他的薪水是非常低的 minimum wage.
Now, the article doesn't mention college, but it does mention high school years.
Mm-hmm.
So once he graduated from high school, then he started to work a lot. We know that he worked a double shift.
Right. 同时呢，他在高中毕业之后呢，从事了两份工作，他呢是连班倒，这班干完之后呢，下一班接着干，那么叫 work two shifts.同时呢，我们也看到呢，他高中毕业之后呢，开始自己租房子住了。每个礼拜的房租呢，达到了$90。因为我们知道，在澳大利亚呢，他房租呢是按每周来计算的。It's different from the U.S. So it's on monthly basis, right? In the U.S.
Yeah, in the U.S. I think it'd be really hard to find an apartment or a flat that's weekly payments.
嗯哼。但是在澳洲呢，一般是按每周来进行房租啊或水电费的这个计算的。
It mentions that this is a share pad,
right.
So perhaps it's like a little apartment that he shared
with his
roommate.
A roommate, right?
Yeah.
同时呢，他还开了一辆马自达的车。那么这辆车呢，是从他妈妈那买过来的，不是他妈妈给的一个礼物。他需要花钱去买这辆车。这个车花了他将近2000澳币。
And I remember my parents; they actually did buy me my first car, but that's because my car was like $200. It was super, super cheap.
$200? What kind of car was that? $200?
Well, they used the word grungy in this article. He lived in a grungy apartment. My car was a pretty grungy, we could say, a beat up.
Okay.
We could also call this kind of car a beater.
Usually,
yeah, it's just really beat up and in bad condition.
So, did the car have doors?
Yeah, it had doors, it had four wheels.
So it had a roof, right?
It had a roof. It's just in a pretty poor condition, but not unsafe to drive.
Alright, 文中提到了他花了2000块钱从他的妈妈那买了一辆老的马自达车。同时呢，这辆车让 Sam 想到了他小的时候呢，他的父母给他买了一辆车，那个车花了他200美金。
Yes.
那么 Sam 用了一个词叫 grungy, 那车实在是太破了。同时我想200美金买的车，我问一个问题非常的幼稚，说那车有门吗？因为呢，这种200块钱的车，我们感觉是基本上是没法在路上开的一辆车了。
Well, it did, thankfully. It was mostly grungy because an older man drove it before me. He smoked a lot, so it was really stinky. But yeah, I had to roll up my sleeves, really work hard to clean that car up.
Right. 在赚钱的同时呢，他需要省钱，他的 social life was minimal, 基本上没有任何的我们说一些娱乐活动 no entertainment.
Yeah, you can imagine if you're doing a double shift, you're working so much, where would you fit in time to go out party or go out and hang out with friends?
Right, and partying with a friend is very expensive in Australia. I don't know the story in the US. It costs at least $150 per night, but easy.
Yeah, well, if you're buying food, alcohol, I don't know, some sort of transportation, yeah, of course it can get expensive.
Right, 因为他的目标是非常的明确，我需要买一房子，所以他这个目标呢是一个 taking precedence, 表示说呢是有优先权的，他买房子这件事情是所有的事情当中是最重要的 the most important things on the list.
Yeah, for sure. It mentions also his biggest goal was to get his name on a home.
Right.
He wanted to make it his own.
那买房的另外一个说法呢是 get my name on the first home, 把我的名字写到这个房本上面，那么证明这个房子 it belongs to you.
Yes, that's right. And which he was able to do, but of course he had to work a lot to try to make it happen.
Right. 同时呢，我有疑问，因为这孩子赚钱非常的辛苦，每小时呢只赚到几块钱，父母看着孩子那么可怜，是不是能够伸出援助之手呢，给一些 handout?
Well, in his case, no.
No?
No, because his family had a different philosophy or way of life.
Right.
Their way of life was, if you want something, you can get it, but you gotta work and make money to earn it.
但是呢，他们家庭的这个家风是什么呢？如果你想买东西的话呢，一定要自己亲自去赚钱，然后呢，自己去买。他不会呢，别人去救济你，把这个钱给你，然后让你去买这个东西。这跟他们家做事情的原则呢，是有冲突的。所以呢 ,Ed, 他所赚的每一分钱，每一块钱，都是他自己辛辛苦苦赚来的，没有任何的 contribution from his parents.
Yeah, but you know what? There's no like grudge or hard feelings he has towards his parents. On the opposite, actually he feels that work ethic and the sense of independence is really a gift that
right.
was given to him by his parents.
一般的孩子呢会认为说这父母呢太抠了，我这么辛苦的工作一分钱都不能够给我。但是对于 Ed 来讲呢，他没有任何的怨恨，没有任何的 complaint。他认为呢，他的父母给了他更加有价值的东西 ，a sense of independence and work ethic。两件事情呢是非常的重要，一个呢是自立的精神，第二件事情呢形成一个非常好的一个职业态度。
So you can see Ed is a pretty mature, right? And pretty, yeah, good kid, yeah.、
Mm-hmm.
So for Ed, he feels that working hard and making sacrifices is just part of life. There's really no way to get around these kinds of problems.
Right. 你如果想实现目标的话，一定要做出 sacrifice, 做出牺牲。这样的话你才能够 set thing up。这里面这个 set up, 它跟我们说这个欺骗呢，或者是没有什么太大的关系。So set up means be ready for something, right?
Yes, that's right.But you know, one other benefit, or one thing that he says was in his favor, he wasn't from one of the major cities.
Right.
You know, the bigger the city, usually the more expensive housing prices are.
Right. 所以呢，另外他买房的一个好处是什么呢？他没有受到那些大城市的吸引，因为我们知道呢，买房的话，大家会认为在墨尔本和悉尼买房的会非常的好，但是呢，他没有按照传统的方式去买房，选择了离墨尔本和悉尼相对远的塔斯马尼亚的霍巴特来去买房子，这是非常好的一个 starting point, 因为从那儿开始呢你买房的压力会比较小，但是呢记住一点，你已经属于什么呢，有房产有房有业的人了，那么你可以一步一步的去买更好的房子，那么说离市中心更近的房子。文中提到的没有受到什么东西的吸引呢，用到的是 not hailing from one of the major city. Hailing means hey, means kind of yelling and talking to some people.
Yeah, well, if you hail a taxi, for example, you kind of call them over, hey, taxi, taxi,、mm-hmm. you get their attention.
Right, 因为为什么呢？因为当时呢，在墨尔本、悉尼这些大城市呢，那些低于20万的房子基本上是没有的。当地的房子的房价都是非常非常的贵。如果说他在那儿买房子的话呢，他的压力会非常的大。So it was a very good point for him to start up his life or maybe his career in the future.
Yeah, we know that even though it's a little bit of hard work, I think the hard work really pays off.
Right, in the end.
In the end, yes.
Alright, so time's up for today's chat about Ed's story, and we will continue tomorrow.
Okay, sounds great.
Well, that's it for today's Youth English, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye everyone, hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材，我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
So crazy how that we just don't even met that long. I am your visitor, I'm on the other side of your world. My whole world in light. My whole world in light. My whole world in
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774， 京城大律师每天下午六点半，北京外语广播。
有些牵挂时时相伴，有些关爱穿越时空，亲人是永远不计回报的温暖依靠，家是每个游子幸福停泊的港湾。中秋佳节，北京人民广播电台祝所有的家庭团圆美满，幸福安康。